Good morning, all you beautiful people. It's a Saturday morning. I've just made some coffee. It's gray and rainy outside, but it's not a bad day. It's a Saturday. And I couldn't sleep last night. I was up a lot. And I was going through YouTube, as I do, usually obsessing on certain artists, which now it's NF, but that's another story. And I found a new podcast that I'm going to be listening to a lot more of. And it was actually a YouTube video, and it has a podcast called The Diary of a CEO. And his guest was Dr. Tara Swart-Bieber. She has a PhD in neuropharmacology, and she has been a psychiatrist as well. And I'm going to put this on our website. It is fascinating. I mean, they're talking about a myriad of subjects, but one of the things they were talking about is who your tribe is and being around people who not only are in the same mindset in a sense of wanting to grow and wanting to learn and being encouraging and being kind and empathetic and healthy, but also how important that is to how we as people can continue to be challenged. And she's talking about how it changes different things in your brain. And they used to think you were set in your ways after your brain had developed at 25. And now they know that you can still learn a lot more and change the way you think to change things in your life. And another thing that she's talking about, and I promise this has to do with the subject of this podcast most of its time, which is evolving beliefs and deconstruction, but it's more broad. But it just started me thinking something that she was sharing. And what she was saying is that as we challenge ourselves and learn a new language or do something creative, spend time in nature, and really do that on purpose, that it can change us and how stress and cortisol stores up in the body, and it actually leaks out physically around you. And she gives the science behind that, and how some people are resistant to change, some people aren't. Anyway, that started me thinking about this whole journey and this whole mindset that we see on both sides of people who are deconstructing and those who are set in their ways. I'm just kind of fascinated by all of this, and I'm not obviously not as smart as this woman, but it really got me a lot of the things she was saying about the stress and about nature and things like that. But it's, I think a lot of this disconnect is between the church or the Christians or the Mormonism or whatever you've come out of and whatever you're deconstructing. That those of us who have taken that step, whether it's recently, whether it was physical, whether it's mental, where we're just thinking these things inside and searching things out and hearing new ideas we've never heard before and going down these rabbit holes and asking these questions that we never asked before, compared to the people who are still in these systems and are very rigid and are not challenged and are told how and what to think, my goodness, just as human beings. That's one of the reasons why people are so strongly against this, I think, because if you're not in that place, and I know there's a ton of reasons, but if you're not in that place, and I'm not just talking spiritually, now she's talking in your mind, in your brain. If you're not in that place where you are challenging yourself or allowing yourself to ask questions, or where you're so set in your ways that you are disturbed or worried or scared or angry, or it really shakes you if somebody else is asking questions and making changes, and even just struggling makes you uncomfortable if they're struggling, man, that's a whole new rabbit hole that I can go down that I probably will at some point. We're so intricate. We're all so intricate. There's just worlds within worlds inside of each human being. And these days, it's really easy for us to to take sides, to be offended, and to want to prove our point with facts. You may be the smartest person in the room, but you're missing a whole bunch of points if that's the only way that you're functioning. It's really interesting to me that there's more to it than just spiritual, that it's also a neurologically physical thing that could be going on. And because we're all so intricate, and most of us don't, you know, I have been on this spiritual journey for a long time. But I'll tell you what, when I had like my breakdown, when I was just kind of curled into a ball at the end of last year in my heart and my mind and my spirit, I was encouraged by friends who are actually trained in these things and by others to go get out in nature, just go out in my backyard and put my bare feet in the dirt and just sit in nature, nature bathing. I think my friend Heidi in England called it something that Japanese people do, according to this article that we were looking at. It's pretty fascinating. And I'll tell you, when I did it, that it was beautiful, but I did not do it for long. I would just not do it. I would just, I would go out and be like, that was great. And, you know, I can tell people that really made a difference, but I have not had any discipline in my life for so long. I don't know why I'm getting emotional about this, but I haven't loved myself very well. I've gained so much weight. I've hated the way that my mind thinks. I'm down on myself when I'm not good with things like relationships or finances or getting out of the funk that I'm in. I won't do what's healthy for me. And I'm just having this revelation these past few months. Keep coming in waves of it really is important. I really need to feed my body more healthy because that will help my mind. That will help. I need to spend the time in the nature, not just once or twice and go, wow, that was good, but continue to sit in my my same situation, my misery, my stress. Oh my God, my stress. I'm always in survival mode. I just told that to a couple of friends this week on a text. And I've known that now. I never knew that before a few years ago. And now I've just kind of, well, I'm just always in survivor mode and I've wanted to change, but I haven't done things that I could do to change, even though I know I should do them. I think it's a thing of self-worth. I think it's exhaustion. I think it's a lot of things. It's not all self-blame, but I think this is a part of, I hope this is a part of deconstructing religion too, because being more healthy in my mind, in my relationships, in my brain, my heart, my being, my thoughts can only make life better for me. And it's not just now that I think that would be really nice. I think at this point, if I don't do it, I will stay in this spot for the rest of my life, no matter how many things I spiritually deconstruct. It's a whole package. It's health, it's mind and brain health, it's, you know, nutrition health, it's loving myself, it's not stressing other people around me the fuck out because I'm in such survival stress mode. And I can deconstruct all of my spiritual belief systems all I want and have epiphany after epiphany. But if I cannot love myself better or love others better, that's not a whole life thing then. I don't know if I'm explaining it well. It all goes so much deeper than we think. It all goes so much deeper than we think. And we talk a lot about spiritual abuse and spiritual trauma and childhood trauma. But the trauma that I put myself through now, by not making some choices that I actually can make, it's just not easy, is pretty significant as well. And I'm just kind of seeing how my spiritual evolving is kind of hand in hand with that, I think, and that kind of surprises me. Anyway, I just wanted to jump on here and say that is I really need to know. I'm really interested to know if any of you guys out there, I don't care where you're at, what your age is, what country you're in, what religion you're in, if you're deconstructing or if you're just thinking it privately or if you've been out for a long time or you've never believed. I think just as a human being, I would really find it helpful and interesting and good to hear from anybody out there who kind of grasps my ramblings and what I'm saying. I want to know what's going on with other people. I find the hurt that we inflict on each other in our inability to be empathetic to what someone else is going through just so detrimental. I find that my inability or unwillingness, once I recognize it, to try and make a change, try. Not even always succeed, not even succeed, but try. I don't even try most of the time these days. Is detrimental to me. And I find that very interconnected with how I've been deconstructing my spirituality. And it's touching something deep in me. And if it touches something in you, I'd really like to know. I think it'd be really important to hear. If it doesn't, that's okay. I just want to know, man, is this, am I crazy? I'm not crazy. I know I'm not crazy. I just, man, is anybody else thinking this way or going down any of these rabbit hole thought processes like neurology and how we're wired as human beings and how it all kind of goes together? And I kind of want to deep dive more in my thinking and kind of get it better organized in my brain of what I said about how, man, all this could have such an impact on my understanding of why there's such a burning need in the religious people, in the religious churches, to speak out against the changing of mind, or just the asking of questions about God and about beliefs and about systems. Especially, I almost think it's worse to question the systems than it is to question Jesus or God. I think that is very, very, very threatening. And I wonder, I mean, talking about the neurology and how when we don't take on new thoughts and try to learn something new or be creative or be in nature or, you know, do something crazy like try and learn a new language, or that's just one example. But when we don't do that, we sit and it's like we stay where we are. And I feel like the religious system feeds that mindset. And that's pretty damn fascinating to me. That's it. And I know that I'm coming out of nowhere with this. We haven't had an episode since last year, November, and we are working on getting guests lined up. Hopefully, we're going to be recording in March and April and releasing some by April, May. And there's some amazing things we're going to talk about with people. And we're trying around our busy schedules. And I'm really excited about that. But I think I'm going to come on here, like Ashley and I have a hard time getting together a lot of the time because we have such different work schedules. But I think for that to let us stop communicating through the podcast, even though it's not the normal form, let me know what you think about that too. If it's something that I should do separately, let me know if you think that. I just feel like there's some things I need to get out. And even if schedules don't come together, I still want to share things and ask questions and hear things from you guys, because I think it's important to keep conversation going. And I've been out of the conversation with everybody for quite a while now. And in my personal life, I've had some good things, some good conversations with beautiful friends. But as far as this podcast goes, I miss having these conversations and thoughts coming out and then hearing back, because I think it's really important for us, especially if we feel alone. I just think it's good and I think it's important. And I really am interested to hear where different people are at and what you're going through and what you're thinking. And it's a good thing to share stories and some kind of community. So with that, I'll let you know next time if I get off my ass and actually do some. I hope I do, because I want my life to be not as stressful. I want to enjoy things and not always be living in survival mode, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And I really think you guys are awesome. Peace out. Love y'all. This is just a side note. I have no clue where I'm going to edit this into my little 15-minute thing that I'm recording. But I think the more that we give ourselves permission to ask questions, and right now I'm going to say spiritually and religiously, because that's what this podcast is mainly about. The more that we go down these rabbit holes and ask these questions and give ourselves permission and look at different beliefs and become more free, hopefully these things will lead us into freedom. The more that we do that, question, think for ourselves, listen to other people, listen to people of different belief systems who've come out of that or who are still in it and are healthy. As we do this, it is rewiring. It is doing that rewiring in our brains and probably our hearts and spirits, however those exist. The more we do that, maybe that's the reason that I feel more okay now than I ever have in my life, that if your belief is different than mine, that's okay. Because when I wish I could talk to this neuroscience lady, Dr. Tara. Whenever we have given ourselves permission to do that and have found some life and freedom in doing that, it is then, for myself, I'm just speaking for myself, it is a lot easier for me to give others permission to do that. So if they're way on this other side of a spectrum of belief, if they are like, I do not believe in Jesus anymore, I do not believe in God anymore, I am okay with that now. Whereas before, I would have really been upset or worried for them. Like, it's the belief in hell. Like, I don't have it anymore. And it's like the more that I become more free in one area of my life, it might not even be an area that I have dealt with or thought of or struggled with, that somebody else has this other belief besides what I believe. It's brought me freedom to not have that weight upon me for their well-being. Like, my thoughts and intentions for them now are to be kind, to listen and to have conversation with them, or even if they're just somebody on YouTube or a podcast that's different, I am able to listen better, and I'm still not 100%, okay? Don't get me wrong, but I have been able to extend more freedom to others. What am I trying to say here? As I have been able to become more free and allow myself that freedom to think for myself, to hear other people who think differently than myself, to deep dive into those things that are different or enlightening to me as far as the religion or the belief systems go, I have naturally, almost without thinking about it, extended that to others. And that's freaking beautiful. It's a good thing. It's just a good thing. That's it. That's my thought. It's a byproduct of my freedom that I had never thought of in extending that freedom to others that I didn't used to have. I don't have to prove what I believe is true anymore. I don't have to worry about their souls in hell. I don't have to do any of that. And that is a cool byproduct of this changing in thinking, changing of beliefs, even just the questioning of it and the permission to question it is massive. It's a massive ripple effect from my being into there, into the people around me, into the world. It's crazy. I had never thought about that before I listened to this podcast and my mind went down these little streams as it does. That's really cool. I will be putting up the video of that new podcast / YouTube series that I found of the doctor talking about the neuropathways and things like this. It's really good. It's long. I've just put it on this morning. Some I was laying in bed and some I was getting up and making coffee and just keeping it up on my phone and listening to it. It is worth it. If that's your thing, let me tell you, it's worth it. So it will be up on our website soon. Thanks, guys. Bye. Glorious Things is hosted and made by me, Shannon Ruddy.
And me, Ashley Simmons.
The music is called Quietly Hopeful by Lewis Lyon.
You can find our website at gloriousthingspodcast.com.
There you can find details on our blog about each episode, listen to the podcast, contact us, or buy us a coffee.
You can email us at gloriousthingspodcast@gmail.com.
And last but not least, please consider rating our podcast, leaving us a good review, and sharing your favorite episodes with friends. We're glad you're here. Thanks for listening.